Have we forgotten the ephemophobia that feminine gay men have faced in the gay community? I will never forget the horrible things that were said to me when I cosplayed a feminine butch queen. So, I wanted to talk about transphobia in queer spaces due to some recent experiences on some of the Get Up and Tango apps, where you meet people to do the mess around and the huckabuck. I recently had the unpleasant experience of transphobia during the Christmas holidays. I was checking my messages on one of the apps, and I received a message from a profile that was blank. And the description was 54, black, cis male, he, him, and it had a plethora of transphobic rhetoric. And when I checked my messages, it had a picture of decayed teeth. And he asked, "Is that why you don't smile in your videos? Your teeth must be ugly." And he goes on this whole transphobic rant, misgendering me, you know, telling me I'm not a woman because I'm on an app for gay bi men. And why am I on here? I don't remember what it said, but I immediately blocked it. And I had to sit and process what I had just read and what happened. Of course, this isn't the first time that I have been handled like that by a cis queer male. I have stories upon stories about the transphobia that I've experienced by cis men, cis queer men at that, especially in the church. I had to sit and process that because my man went through everything that I've been through in the last year and a half with cis queer men. And I've had some unpleasant experiences with cis queer men. I have even been in cis queer spaces. I have been at the club and I've had gay men, butch queens, walk past me and keep bumping into me and rolling their eyes, just keep bumping in me. And it got so bad to where they were doing it to my entourage, and we ended up leaving and going to another bar because of the behavior. And not only are butch queens ugly to trans women, they're ugly to each other. We see it all the time. But the ugliness gotta stop. It really does, for real. Like, just like with the incident with Tommy Dorfman and the Delta employee. Again, that sparked the whole pronoun and transgender women discussion. I'm only speaking on my experience as a trans feminine person, as a trans woman. But I will have someone on soon so we can talk about this thing. But I don't understand why it's so much smoke towards trans women. And we know it boils down to misogyny and patriarchal ideals. We know that because of how women are viewed. And it's jacked up that people that we fought with, let's take it back to Marsha P. Johnson. I will always say this. Miss Major, Sylvia Rivera, and the countless trans women that came before us that have literally given their lives so that for marriage equality, for health care for all, for women's rights, for black lives. We've been there fighting, but the same communities that we fight for trample on us. And it's very aggravating that a demographic that is cis men, that are cis men, call themselves she and her, but they can't respect trans women. You can call a dog its correct gender, but you can't respect trans women. I don't get it. It's no difference at all. I even had a butch queen tell me that him acknowledging trans people's pronouns, and he specified trans women, I'm not going to address them as that because as their pronouns, because it makes my life much harder. So I just call them by their name. There is no way that you can address someone without using pronouns. I'm sorry. You know, whiz on my leg and tell me it's raining on another day, but not today. Don't do it at all because you're going to get your feelings hurt. And they love playing this. Butch Queens love playing the politic that, oh, if she's not presenting the canut or the pussy, then I'm not going to acknowledge her pronoun. If she doesn't meet my standards for what a trans woman is supposed to look like or what a woman is supposed to look like, I'm not going to respect her. It doesn't work like that. You don't have that authority. Who made you the authoritarian? Have we forgotten the effemophobia that feminine gay men have faced in the gay community? I will never forget the horrible things that were said to me when I cosplayed a feminine butch queen as I played a feminine gay man. I cosplayed that shit well, but I knew it, I was a woman. But anyway, I was a good actress, wasn't I? But no, I recall all of the nasty things that were said to me because I was femme. Again, misogyny. And I don't get how you can be a feminine gay man and be transphobic. Like, I don't understand it. And no shade, honey. It's really giving that you're jealous that we're that we've transitioned. That's what it's giving. And I've even had butch queens have the audacity to say, I'm mad that you transitioned. Wasn't nothing wrong with you the way that you are. Number one, you've invalidated my feelings. And you've invalidated my womanhood. You've invalidated my experience. I will never forget one time when I was getting ready to be a thot in Atlanta at one of the little hot spots. I had a butch queen tell me, girl, you got all of that in your area. And you want to be a woman? That don't make no sense. Girl, are you sure? Yes, I'm very sure. Like, you're making a big deal about my parts. Are you upset because you didn't and never will have a chance to have this before or after I've transitioned? Like, come on, what's the deal? Why are y'all so obsessed with what trans women look like before? Like, I don't get that. And it's annoying. And I hate when I'm out and about and God forbid the trait comes up to a trans woman. Butch queens do the most. They will do everything in their power to make sure that they know that the woman that the trade is talking to is trans. Like, you be like, oh, you know she trans. Why you want her for? I can get, baby, no, he's not attracted to me. He's attracted to women. And it just so happens he happens to like this woman who happens to be trans. So, like, you can't be mad because trans women have access to men that you can't get or that are not attracted to you. That's not our fault that they're not attracted to you. So why must you project your insecurity on trans women? Because for me, that's all it really is, your insecurity. And also, it comes from a place of privilege, a male privilege. Patriarchy is a strong motherfucker. And I'm not worried about this video being monetized at this point. But patriarchy is a strong motherfucker, and it's going to take time to break. And while y'all butch queens are out there being transphobic, just remember, we're the ones that's going to the polls fighting for y'all. We're the ones fighting against these anti-trans and anti-LGBT laws, because not only are they coming for trans women, but they coming for you too, especially the Black gay community. Come on now. Let's act like we don't see privilege at work between the Black queer and trans community and the white trans and queer community. Like, come on. And it makes more sense for us as a Black community to bond together, and especially the Black queer and trans communities, because the cis community across the board is trying to get rid of us. But it's division amongst the LGBT community, and we can't go no further unless there's unity. But just remember, while y'all out there purposefully and making time to be transphobic, that's time that y'all could actually commit to doing the inside work and helping dismantle the same systems that are oppressing y'all. But nah, y'all too stuck on privilege. But just remember, there are consequences for your transphobia. And I'm done. End of conversation. If you made it this far in this podcast, in this video, y'all comment with a mermaid emoji and holla at your girl. Love you.